This is iHeartMedia's Treasure Coast Connection.
The Treasure Coast Connection is brought to you by New Vision Eye Center.
Hello, this is Tony Zorbal. I'm the executive director of The Source. Looking for made-to-order food close to home or work? Look for our new food truck on the block, the Dignity Food Truck, operated fully by The Source. The truck moves to different spots Monday through Friday. In the mood for wings, sandwiches, quesadillas, or a salad? The Dignity Food Truck has that and more. Check out our location, menu, order, and pay from a simple Google app on your phone. I am The Source. We're open from 11 a.m. till the food runs out. Enjoy great food and help the homeless get back on their feet. Operated fully by The Source. Visit iamthesource.org for more info.
Call New Vision Eye Center for a consultation or second opinion. Your eyesight deserves world-class eye care. Visit newvisioneyecenter.com or call 772-257-8700.
Interested in knowing where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast? Then you found the right show. The Treasure Coast Insider with host Anna Valencia Tillery from White Glove Moving and Storage. Also, be sure to check out our past shows and live links online at treasurecoastinsider.us. Now, here's your happy hostess with the mostest, Anna Valencia Tillery. Take it away, girl.
Well, hello there, folks. Happy Halloween. Happy Halloween. Yay! This is such a great season, especially in Florida, because for those of us who have been trying to find lots of activities and things to do outside in the summer heat, October, November, December, January, we welcome these months. These months are just so nice to be outside, dining al fresco, supporting a slew of local businesses, and knowing that we can do it safely and comfortably without the same level of heat and humidity that we experience over the summer months. So this Halloween, hopefully you've been able to figure out something fun to do with the kiddos or with the kiddo within you so that you can have a good time. And we're going to learn about something that you can do that's going to be safe and fun with our friends from the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association of Indian River County here in just a moment. I do want to give a quick shout out to our friends over at True Colors, though. True Colors Salon and Spa, that's in Vero Beach on Old Dixie across from Christie's Family Fitness. And I'm telling you, they have stylists of all types to accommodate any budget and any schedule you might have, right? They work into the evening hours. They have weekend appointments available, and they can make you feel so fresh and fabulous. And I remember seeing the stories and the movies from back in the day where ladies used to go to the salon weekly. They would get their hair done and pampered weekly, and that probably doesn't quite fit into our lifestyles these days. You owe it to yourself to go at least every once in a while, and at least at the start of a new season. So True Colors Salon and Spa, thank you for supporting the program and all you do for the community. And they are going to be our featured speaker at the Vero Premier Women's Network. That's always the second Friday of every month, November 13th. We're going to be hosting this luncheon at the Counterculture of Vero Beach inside the clubhouse at the Boulevard. And she's going to give us all sorts of great holiday tips and things that we can do to prolong our experience at the salon, especially in these COVID times. So it's going to be great. You can go to VeroPremierWomen'sNetwork.com, click on the calendar, reserve your ticket. And if you're in the Stewart, Martin County, St. Lucie area and you want to participate, we are hosting the third Wednesday of every month down in Stewart for the Stewart Premier Women's Network. Same website, different calendar. Check it out. We'd love for you to come join us. Again, that's the second Friday in Vero, third Wednesday in Stewart. And we look forward to having True Colors be our presenter, and it's going to be a lot of fun. So here in the studio, Peggy Cunningham, welcome back to the program, sweetheart. Good news for those of us who are curious and have a passion for your organization, which supports local through and through. Walk to Remember is happening.
It is happening. I'm so excited. We weren't sure for the longest time if Riverside Park was going to be open for us. And so, yes, this walk is going to be in Riverside Park. What a beautiful way to start off a Saturday. It's going to be November 14th.
Two weeks from today.
This is our 17th annual.
Oh, my. What a good tradition.
It's a great tradition because it's such a positive morning. I mean, you can bring your family. You go for a walk. This year, it'll look just a little different, as you might expect. Everybody will be wearing masks, and we will be socially distancing. And we aren't expecting, of course, the same size crowd because people are some people are simply walking in their own neighborhoods. So supporting us in so many ways. But if you can, what a great, it's always been one of the best events to start off a Saturday with your family. Go for the walk. It's going to be the same route. And yes, we get to use the Veterans Sanctuary Memorial Island,
which is so beautiful.
It's so beautiful. And it's, you know, we always say when you're on that part of the walk, please just stop and reflect and go slowly. Don't, not a lot of, you know, talking and jabbing. Just reflect on what those folks have given to our country. And, you know, walking along the water. And so it'll be, we'll all be spread out a little bit more. Mm-hmm. But, you know, we'll have all of our wonderful sponsors there, obviously distant. And we're really looking forward to just being able to celebrate with everybody in the safest way possible.
Now, I find that for me personally, as White Glove Moving and Storage, we've been active with your organization, with the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association of Indian River County for a number of years, in particular this event, though, because, like you mentioned, not only is it a great way for colleagues and family members to come together and maybe sport a new T-shirt that they created for the event to keep in theme, or if it's just a matter of all getting together like and do that jazzercise in the morning. I'm always in my tent doing the jazzercise along with the fitness instructor for the year. But it really is really uplifting, because I think to forget would be so difficult. And this is sort of like a celebration of all the good memories and the good things along the way and the advances that are coming as a result of this disease and being able to identify it, right?
Exactly. What our organization is about is helping the families in Indian River County who are trying to deal with memory and movement disorders. And it's quality of life. Mm-hmm. That's our mission. And we do it through support, education, and through connection. Connection is so important. And we're all learning that with this pandemic. And one of the things that this allows us to do is to show, if you are taking care of someone with dementia, and if you can stay in the moment, that's where you find your moments of joy. And there are moments of joy to be had. And it comes with caregivers and families having to change their perspective a little bit, adjusting their sails, if you will, and just finding the joy in the moment. Don't try the reasoning. Don't try arguing. Just enjoy the moment. Get in their world. And the whole goal is positive emotions, because that's what's driving a lot of what's going on with them. And so, you know, when we can have a fundraiser that has the same celebratory and uplifting, we can say, look, yes, these are diseases that don't have a cure, but how you manage them makes all the difference. With Parkinson's, how you manage it makes all the difference in the course of it. And with Alzheimer's or any kind of dementia, it's the same thing. How the family handles it can really matter for your quality of life.
Now, even with the pandemic, your office is open to be a resource, because you have so many resources at your fingertips to help these caregivers and family members, but I assume it's done differently.
Right. We closed, of course, in March, and what we did was, within a few weeks, we had all of our programs virtual.
Okay.
So we had about 40 videos immediately on our website, and then we began to learn, like everybody else, we became very fond of Zoom, and all of our classes, every single class, was offered on Zoom.
Oh, cool.
Yeah. We have all of our programs are now on Zoom. Even our dementia experience we can do by Zoom. And so, and then what we did was in September, we took baby steps in terms of our reopening plan and talked with the health department. They liked our plan. And so we started, you know, what we do so well is congregate programs, connecting people. So with our social respite program, we started off one-on-one and one staff to one person. You know, everything's distanced, everything is disinfected, you know, but engaging them for a few hours. Then when that began to work, we expanded a little, like I said, baby steps.
Right.
So now we have five folks at a time, but we do have different locations. We've got our Vera location. We've got a location on the island that we have 2 days a week. We've got a location in Sebastian. Our Gifford has not opened yet because the community center hasn't opened, and IG Center will be starting soon because they're now reopening. So we have alternate locations, and then we'll just take it up little by little by little with our programs. Our movement programs, we have a big room that Omni rents to us, and we have so much space and 3 big screens, and so everybody can follow well-distanced, but they get to see each other. And if they aren't comfortable coming to the class, they can Zoom in and still see everybody and
connect.
Oh, that's
fun.
It is. And so we're offering everything. Everything we do is digital and in real life. We're starting our dementia-friendly, our dementia experiences again at various spots. We're doing it, of course, a little differently, but we're always using the disinfectant there. So we'll be doing that a little differently, but we've got a full schedule starting up on that. So we are, you know, there will be some things that we can't do. We can't do our successful aging luncheon next year. We can't, the Day of Hope is going to look very differently. We can't do any large congregation, obviously. But on these small things where families need this kind of support, and we have all the protocols in place, we have a mission, and we just try to make our best decisions, obviously, every day, like everybody else does.
Right.
And to be terribly careful. You come in, we got the hand sanitizer, we take your temperature, we've got a mask, and that's how we do it. That's how we do it. So the whole idea, really, with our organization is, how do we make you feel? That's everything we do. How do we make you feel included? Do we make you feel informed? Do we make you feel supported? Do we make you feel educated? Have we helped you to connect? And so we've tried to work around all the virtual as best we can. And I think the next few months, COVID-wise, statistically, are going to be tough. But, you know, we're looking at the best way we can do that.
Now, for the listeners that are tuning in and thinking to themselves, I myself have a family member or a loved one that could benefit from some of these programs. I know of a neighbor or a colleague's family member that could benefit. What's that website where they can explore some of these options of the virtual classes and just dip their toe in the water?
Dip their toe and then give us a call. But our website for that, and there's a different one for the walk, but our website for our programs is www.alzpark.org, ALZP as in Peter, ARK.org. And so they just have to look on there. If they want to go to a class by Zoom, all they do is call, we send them the link.
Mm-hmm.
There's videos if they want to do things in their own time.
Sure.
So all
right.
of our classes, yoga, Qigong, you know, we've got both video and Zoom. And in real person with limited capacity. And so that's how they do it. And have them call, because everything we do is free of charge. And so we want them to come in without a financial obstacle. And we want them to connect in with us. And we'll start to talk, and we'll start to see which programs. We have all of our support groups are being held either through conference or Zoom. And so, you know, there's something for everybody in one way or another.
Now, talking about Walk to Remember, again, mm-hmm. 2 weeks from today, and it is really a celebration. And it, for those that are maybe not working, and so mm-hmm. they're not forming a team under a company, there's still an opportunity for them to get involved. And I would hope that there's still ways that teams can be formed today and still participate. Okay, cool.
Absolutely. If we have, what happens is either businesses or families or neighborhoods all form teams, and some of them are already doing third-party fundraising events, bake sales, you know, dine out, dine and dash, all sorts of wonderful fundraisers. And each team tries to raise what they can. Now, if they go to www.walktoremembervero.org, that's www.walktoremembervero.org, each team is listed and they can have a goal, and every time they get a donation, it can go on there. All they have to do is either go to that website or call Judy Limoncelli at our office, 563-0505, and she'll enter it for them and create the team on the website. And it's just, it's so much fun. We've got, you know, Indian River Estates has got a lot of different programs going. And of course, at the basis of all of this are our sponsors. I mean, this
is... Let's highlight a couple.
Okay. Well, we have the Walter Barisnok Family Foundation. Michelle Barisnok is on our board, and they have just been always incredible sponsors for us. Coastal Concierge has become is one of our major sponsors. Private Nursing Care is one of our newest major sponsors. And Esty and Charles Brashears, the Brashears family, we've known them for years. Charles' dad had Parkinson's, and so they've always been very stalwart and very supportive. And then, of course, White Glove.
It's been so wonderful.
And I, you know, it's interesting that I was telling you about the thought I had about White Glove helping families as they have to move folks in to different memory facilities, which is always a tough transition. But there's just so many ways that these different sponsors are helping us. And that's how we exist. We exist on philanthropy. Mm-hmm. And so this is a phenomenal community.
Yes, it is.
The philanthropical landscape is just amazing.
And it's like second to none, honestly.
It is. And it's thoughtful giving and it's accountable. You know, you are accountable to your donors. And so we always know that that's a responsibility that we always have at the front of our forehead there.
Well, and you all do a stand-up job. I mean, honestly, what you give when we've sponsored Day of Hope, and to hear some of these family members come in and say what this organization has done for them, just to be able to maintain, as a caregiver, a sense of normalcy in having to do your own errands, your own doctor's visits, your own responsibilities, and to know that your loved one is being cared for. Granted, this is different now in this COVID climate. However, leading up to it, I mean, it's just incredible.
Yeah, and in as many ways as you can touch somebody is our goal. We created activity kits. And we've already given out about 90 of them. When COVID came in, and we were calling 250 families every week to keep our connection. And what we found out as time went by was, I don't know what to do with him anymore. You know,
he's
driving me crazy. Yes. And so an activity kit, we have about 9 of them, and each one has a theme. You know, the gardener, music therapy, keep it moving, the workmanship, the fidgeter, you know, all different themes and instructions, both in the box and on video, how to use these activities so that the caregiver doesn't have to come up with yet another activity and then go out and get the supplies for it.
Right.
So it's, you know, in as many ways as you can support a caregiver who's, for someone with dementia, that is 3 times harder than any other type of caregiving. And it's extremely stressful for a senior spouse who's trying to take care.
Mm-hmm.
And so every little way is helpful. And so we try to be that lifeline for them.
We are here. You're listening to the Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Peggy Cunningham, Executive Director of the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association of Indian River County, is here. We're talking Walk to Remember and oh so much more. I'm Anna Valencia Tillery. Don't go anywhere.
Is owning a home your goal? With the rising cost of rent, you could be saving a lot of money by owning your own home. At Caliber Home Loans, we can help make homeownership a reality. Meet with us for a free consultation and get on the right path to buy the home of your dreams. For Caliber, home loans is all we do. We use local appraisers and offer a variety of loan options to fit your lifestyle and budget. Call us today, 844-GO-CALIBER, license number CHL15622, Caliber Home Loans, TreasureCoast.com.
Don't settle for fancy nails, get boxy nails. Located on Miracle Mile in the Fresh Market Plaza, Foxy Nails is the premier nail salon of Vero, offering everything from manicures to pedicures and even private parties for all. Ladies, guys, and kids too. Open 7 days a week and walk-ins welcome. Get Foxy Nails, endorsed by the Vero Insider.
Ladies and gents, have your hair look its best by going to True Color Salon and Spa. Open 6 days a week, offering evening hours. There's a stylist for every budget and a 100% satisfaction guarantee. Discover your true colors, endorsed by the Vero Insider. Are you getting ready to move? Then call White Glove Moving and Storage for peace of mind, knowing our trained team will help with as much or as little as you need done. With a crew of 50 and a fleet of 15, our A-plus rated, award-winning company provides local and nationwide moving along with climate and humidity-controlled storage, date flexibility, and affordability. When you want it done right, choose White Glove. Visit us online at whiteglovesa.com or call 866-GLOVE-10 for your complimentary survey today. Welcome back on this Halloween edition, folks. The Treasure Coast Insider, where to go, what to try, and how to give back throughout the Treasure Coast. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Don't be scared of owning a home. Embrace it. More people are moving now than ever before. Own some land. Own some property. Ditch the condo. Ditch the apartment. Figure out what you can afford. And it can all happen with a complimentary consultation at Caliber Home Loans. They have offices in Melbourne, Vero, and St. Lucie. Caliber Home Loans, where home loans is all that they do. Foxy Nails, open 7 days a week in the Fresh Market Plaza in Vero Beach. Foxy Nails is family-owned and operated. They are a terrific group. They recently opened the restaurant on the other side of the plaza, Viet Bull, along with the Oriental Market next door. I do so much local shopping there. They have so many delicious, fresh, amazing ingredients at the best prices. Live lobsters, crab legs. I mean, it's insane. So I go get my nails done. I go get fresh seafood. The weekend is accounted for. It is amazing. And you can do all of this after Walk to Remember on November 14th, where you will be helping to support our local Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association right here in Indian River County. Peggy Cunningham, Executive Director, is in the studio with us today. And you know what I love about your organization? Not just the cool community-focused events that you're able to put on, and yes, the show must go on and Walk to Remember is here in 2 weeks from today, but how you are able to really put those families in touch with businesses and services that really match their needs. And so, like you said, White Glove Moving and Storage, a perfect example of the fact that these families are dealing with a lot. They can literally take their loved one and spend the day with them, doctor's appointments, a nice walk in the park, and so much more, and then come back and the space is put together so that that person has this semblance of normalcy. And that's just one partner of the Alzheimer's and Parkinson's Association. And White Glove is really proud to be able to do that and help folks locally with all their moving needs.
I think it's key. That's one of the things we do when I say connection is part of our mission, is connecting them to the businesses that can help, whether it's the moving, whether it's the health care, whether it's veterans, just making sure that every support system that they have can be brought forward for them. And, you know, it's wonderful to be able to have somebody say, oh, okay, I get it now. Oh, that's great. Thank you.
Yes, yes, yes. Because they're overwhelmed. And so the nice part is that Walk to Remember is more of a celebration at this point. We're here to think of all the good things and all the strides that we're making in the right direction. The fact of the matter is the fight's not over. There's a lot of work to still do. So folks that have had Alzheimer's or Parkinson's affect their lives and their loved ones, they can still form a team. There's still time. Mm-hmm.
Absolutely. If they will go to the website, www.walktoremembervero.org, and they can enter as a team, and all of the donations can go in. Now, if you're not somebody who likes to do that IT stuff, just call our office at 563-0505 and ask for Judy, and she will enter your team on. And it will be so much fun that morning. You'll have just the greatest time. It's a simple walk.
Oh, yeah. With you know, the beautiful landscape that Vero has to offer at Riverside Park and then Memorial Island. And, again, you're paying homage to those who fought and gave so much to make our country so special. So that's just one event. However, throughout the year, there's ways to give. There's ways to share the programming. There's ways to utilize those videos within your own lives to help those that you love. Let's go to that website, if we could, Peggy, and share that information with our listeners once more.
Sure. It's www.allspark.org. Allspark is ALZPARK. And what you'll see on there is a way to get to all of the video classes. Once the pandemic hit, everything we did went virtual, and it will stay that way alongside our regular classes. You will be able to connect and see our programs. There's loads of information on there. You can also click straight to the walk on there. So I think if everybody comes on and they can see what we might help with, that'd be great.
Wonderful. Peggy, thank you for being on the program. Thank you for all you do. TreasureCoastInsider.us. Until next week, cheers.